It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Thursday, the 13th of April. God is good. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. That's Psalms 122, verse 1. God is good. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife undreamed up, Sister Maria, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you on this day of creation asking that your spirit will abide with us. As we open up your word today, feed us fresh manna from heaven as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. Bless us this morning as we continue to grow in grace and wisdom, drawing nigh to you. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to now have our opening song. It's about time for the coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, O Christian. It's about time. It's about
morning, everyone. Again, it's time for us to go into the book of James, James chapter 4, and we're entitled it, How to Make the Devil Run Away. We want to be able to be victorious against him. That answer to that question is in James 4. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, as we come before you, we come with thanksgiving, we come with praise, we come blessing your holy name. We ask that you be with us as we study the precious Bible and the truths therein, in the name of Jesus. Amen. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your own lust that war in your members? That's the question. Why do we fight wars and fighting? Now, of course, we know there are world wars and countries that are fighting, but we fight against each other in the church. From whence come wars and fighting? Come they not hint even of your own lust that war in your members? This brings us back to a science that we talked about before, how that when in James 1, you are tempted, when you are drawn away of your own lust and enticed. So, friends, what we must understand is there is that which within us that the devil can use. And that's what he uses to tempt us. He draws us away of our own lust and enticed us. So the hereditary and cultivated tendency, what did we say? Hereditary, things you picked up from your parents. Cultivated, things we learn through our lives of sin, they leave issues within us, scars within us, something that the devil can put his hook on, okay, in us. Just because that is a part of you doesn't make you, that doesn't mean you're, okay, the presence of those desires within us isn't sin. It's when the devil pulls on them and entices us to do some evil. In other words, we might have a tendency toward lust, but that doesn't mean you have to commit fornication. It might have been passed on through your mother, your father, so on and so forth. You might have a tendency to be impatient. Might have been passed on, but when the test comes, you don't have to be impatient. You don't have to be impatient with your family, your husband, your wife, your children. You can overcome, but we do have that within us, okay? We need to understand that all of us have things within us that are hereditary and cultivated tendencies. It's the executing of those that makes it sin, okay? We talked about that the other day, but this is proof. Therefore, again, whence come wars and fighting? Come they not hint even of your lust that war in your members? So, again, that concept is there. Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, ye cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. You know, brothers and sisters, the people of the world are pushing and they want more money. That's why people get involved in selling drugs. They want more money. And I'll tell you right now, there's not a happy drug dealer. Yeah, they like all the accolades. They like all the attention, but they're always looking over their back, always. There's not a drug lord that has not fallen. Now, some of them may be present drug lords, but they'll fall sooner or later. But if you just know a little bit about history, friends, life doesn't end well for them. And so the bottom line is that it tells us that we have these strong desires, but because we're not surrendered to God, we don't have the desires in our heart. We even go to killing, and yet you still desire to have more. It says in verse 3, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your own lust. God can't answer some of our prayers because our motive for what we want is selfish. And therefore, our prayers are not sincere. Yeah, we ask, but we ask amiss. We don't ask in faith. Brothers and sisters, God wants to do so much more for us when we ask, but we have to have faith. But if your heart is not right, if you've got some things you're holding on to that keep God from blessing you, he can't answer your prayer. So, my brothers and sisters, God wants us to be clean from the core. He wants us to overcome from the core and have that victory. Notice what he says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Friends, we have to turn ourselves away from sexual immorality and other sins. We can't be friends with the world and be the friend of God at the same time. God sees everything we do, even in our secret closet. While we don't know each other's business, the bottom line, God knows what you do when no one's looking. Friends, let's surrender our hearts totally to him. That's the only place to get peace. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? Okay? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. You see, we could be all messed up, but if we humble ourselves, God can give you more grace. It's not in this chapter, but the Bible says, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. He's got a whole bunch of sin. God has a whole much more grace. He's got more grace than you have sin. And therefore, no matter what level of sin you have, if you humble yourself, you can overcome because there's more grace than sin available. That's powerful, friend. Therefore, here's our lesson. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We're not resisting. But guess what? You can't resist until you submit. We haven't submitted to God. God is a God of creation. He's not a God of evolution. If we surrender to him by submitting, Lord, I'm challenged. I don't know how to make these changes. I don't know how to stop what I'm doing. I don't know how to give up this relationship. I don't know how to stop stealing or whatever I'm doing. But I submit myself to you. I surrender myself to you. Then God will give you the power. With that power, you resist. Now, let me tell you something. You can't resist in a namby-pamby way. You hear a guy or a girl, hey, can I get your number? They say, I don't know. You say no if you know if he or she is up to no good. And because you say, in a namby-pamby way, that gives them encouragement. Okay, this is a challenge that I want to take on. I'm going to break her. I'm going to break him. You see? Because we don't resist. Get thee behind me, Satan. Run away. Thank you, Jesus. And move on. And because we don't resist, the devil doesn't flee, friends. And we say, well, God, I tried, but you didn't help me. No, no, no. You tried to keep looking at the temptation. You kept talking to him. You kept parlaying with the devil. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You can't resist until you submit, but once you submit, you'll have the power to resist. He will not flee unless you resist. Therefore, just because you submitted to God, the devil doesn't flee. But when you resist, he will flee. Draw nigh to God. You've got to be proactive. That's why we get up in the morning and come together. We've got to be proactive. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. There's a work we have to do. The world and the church in the world teaches us that God did everything at the cross. No, he did not. He made it possible for him to work in you so that together you and him and we and him can be victorious in you, okay, and in me. That's what he did on the cross. But we've got a work to do. If just because we said, okay, he died on the cross for me, but we don't want to draw nigh to him, we'd rather draw nigh to the NBA or the MLB, that's Major League Baseball, or whatever sport you're into, National Hockey League or whatever it is. Friends, we've got to draw nigh to God, spend time in prayer, in Bible study, in serving others. He will draw nigh. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. You got something in your hand, that means in your life, that doesn't need to be there. Get rid of it. Then it won't be a temptation hanging on. Got some music that you just listen to all the time, and you know, maybe you just need to delete it. Then it won't be a temptation if it's not something that you should have. Purify your heart, ye double-minded. We have a work to do. God does not do it for us. He gives us the power to do it with him. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. That doesn't mean you have to be sad all the time. It just means that this life of frivolity and foolish fun that takes away the soberness of the time that we're living, friends. That's what God is talking about. Happy is that people whose God is the Lord. But let me tell you something. You got some preachers and people around, they won't smile. They think that this soberness means they got to have a mean look on their face. That is not Jesus. Jesus drew children. Children aren't drawn by meanness and toughness. They're drawn by kindness. You know, if you study the Bible, you'll find that Jesus overturned the table with a whip in his hand, and right after that, the children ran to him. Now, I don't know how he did that. I'm going to ask him how he did that when I get to heaven. How are you going to be turning over tables upside down with a whip in your hand and then draw children? Children are generally afraid when they see acts of violence. Somehow that wasn't an act of violence, and somehow the children knew. I want to, if I have to overturn a table, if I have a weapon in my hand, I want to do it like Jesus. How about you? It says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's our problem. We won't humble ourselves. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. If thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Friends, we need to be very careful before we even say negative things about people. Seriously. It just flows off our lips so quickly and easily, negative things we say about people. Now, sometimes I'm not trying to say we might not have to warn somebody or, you know, encourage somebody or rebuke somebody. But the point being made is we just flippantly like to just say evil stuff about people, and we need to stop it. The Bible says there's one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Friends, you know, we just got word of someone that's very, very dear to us in the hospital. Talked to him earlier yesterday in the hospital. Can't talk to anybody last night. Friends, I'm here to tell you, you could be here today, gone tomorrow. We need to make sure that every moment of the day we are in a state of surrender. That's why the Bible is telling us, don't say what I'm going to do tomorrow. Say, if the Lord will, I'll do this tomorrow. Because our lives be snuffed away in a moment. That's why we just need to be surrendered. Oh, Lord, please. So we give you our hearts right now in full surrender, Lord. Take care of us. Use us in the name of Jesus. That's what we should be praying, brothers and sisters. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that you ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. And this is a very powerful verse. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. James 4:17, as to the definition of sin, yes, it is true. 1 John 3:4, sin is the transgression of the law. But James 4:17, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good, doeth it not, to him it is sin. Oh, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is there for you. He wants to save you from yourself. We have to humble ourselves and submit to the Lord. He will help us overcome the pride, the selfishness, the impatience, and help us to be godly, Christ-like people. That attitude we have is not going to get into the kingdom, friends. We must be like Jesus. Let me see what I can find for you.
Earthly pleasures vainly call me. I would be like Jesus. Nothing worldly shall enthrall me. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. He has broken every fetter. I would be like Jesus, that my soul may serve him better. I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. All the way from earth to glory, I would be like Jesus. Telling o'er and o'er the story, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.
You know, I want to focus on that phrase, in the home and in the throng, whether you're around a whole bunch of people or in your house. You see, brothers and sisters, some of us can be look righteous around a whole bunch of other people, but are we righteous in the house? Some of us want to make sure that everything in the house is right, but we don't treat other people in a godly way, in the home and in the throng. Amen. Let's sing this last verse.
That in heaven he may meet me, I would be like Jesus. That his words well done may greet me, I would be like Jesus. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.
Amen. Father in heaven, thank you very much for James chapter 4, which teaches us how to cause the devil to flee. We pray that we will humble ourselves and seek your faith and allow you to use us and control us as we submit to you, and that we will understand every moment of every day is based on, is our life in existence in that time is just due to the fact that you have mercy and sustain us. Therefore, it is, we should say, if the Lord will, we will do this, we will do that. Father, we ask that you will bless us in these last days, prepare us for the times ahead, and we pray that we will be submitted on this April 13th. In Jesus' name, amen. God is good, my brothers and sisters, and we wish you a happy Thursday, Brother Peyton. He's wishing us all a happy Thursday. And we are going to have our transition song at this time, brothers and sisters. That is the Torso Song, and we'll be back after intermission.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and your abnormalities may be autoimmune, butter, meat, eggs and cheese. Line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want
Amen. Well, that's really interesting. On my phone, Saints, it dropped the call, so the people on Facebook weren't able to hear all the song. But anyway, the Lord is good, and we're thankful that we're back and everybody's together. All right, so that being said, we are going to go right into our health segment. Our topic is, what is health and what is disease? What is health and what is disease? If you want some reference points, there's a book, a beautiful book called Ministry of Healing, and the definition of health is on page 234. The definition of disease is on page 127. But basically, health, my friends, is all the organs working together. It's wholeness. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians 12, like the hand can't say to the eye, I don't know exactly what organs it says, but one part can't say to another part, I have no need of you. Remember that in 1 Corinthians 12? That's talking about the human body, although it is a spiritual application. So the body is one whole being. It's wholeness. Holistically, we are to approach this. So health is all the organs working together. It's wholeness. So the reason why that's important is, if you took something like a medication that actually supposedly helped you with a symptom on part A of your body, but then caused some negative aspect on part B of your body, that would not be God's method. Because if it was God's method, they all work together. God's methods don't hurt one part of your body and heal another part of your body. Okay? So just knowing what health is would show us that the way most people treat disease is not a way that is helpful, because God, you're one whole being. Another aspect of wholeness is that our beings are both, our beings are comprised of body, mind, and soul. So you have spiritual healing, mental healing, and physical healing. If you neglect any of them, you're going to be sick. You can do everything right, but don't trust in God, and you're going to be stressed. The stress will affect your adrenals. It affects your blood pressure. It affects your immune system. It affects the amount of calcium going into your bones just because you're stressed out. And so without the spiritual and the mental healing, your physical habits, even if they're good, will not bring health to your body, okay? You can have a strong relationship with God but be neglectful of some physical habit, my friend, and you will be sick. You have to do everything. And it's not a lot. It's eight basic concepts. Live Free is a acronym. Love God. Include temperance. That means we avoid alcohol, tobacco, and caffeine and things of this nature. V is vital water. E is eat healthy. That's a plant-based diet, the way God made us to eat. The F is fresh air. The R is rest. The first E is in free is exercise, and the second E in free is enjoy sunlight. Friends, if we just follow the principles within those laws, we will be healthy. What is disease? Disease is an effort of nature to free the system from conditions that result in a violation of the laws of health. The bottom line is, when we violate the laws of health, toxins build up, and those toxins bring imbalances, throws the body off, and disease is simply the effort of the body to get rid of those toxins. If it's diabetes, you're flushing out the sugar through your urine. That's why you have excessive thirst and frequent urination, right? When you have arthritis, your body is saying, hey, the blood is too acidic, so it has to pull calcium out of the bones, and some of that calcium, which is alkaline, gets caught in your joints, causing damage to the joints. The body's just trying to get rid of the acid condition, okay? If you have a cancerous tumor, guess what? The body sees some abnormal cells, so it's trying to isolate them, so it tumorizes it so it can stay in one place so your immune system can attack it. So even a tumor is God's health plan in action. It's disease as an effort to get rid of. And it's when it doesn't stay in one place that it metastasizes that we have a problem, okay? So God wants us, my dear friends, to understand what health is and what disease is. Health is every aspect of your body working together, physical, mental, spiritual, all the organs working together. Disease is an effort to get rid of toxins and to bring things back into balance. So all of this knowledge teaches us, friends, that we need to be following the health message of the Bible. That's what it teaches us. We need to follow the health message of the Bible. All right, friends, may God bless you. We're going to go ahead and go to our phone lines at this time. And we'll start with roll call. We have representation from Ohio, from Maryland, from Maryland again. We have Delaware. We have Delaware. We have Delaware again. We have Ohio. I'm sorry. We have Oklahoma. We have Georgia. We have Missouri. We have the island of Bermuda. On the Facebook, we have North Carolina, we have Virginia, and we have South Carolina. Phone lines are open. If you have a comment or question, testimony, please feel free. We have Sister Odessa on the line. Good morning, Sister Odessa.
Good morning, Pastor and Sister Maria and everyone on the line. I just want to thank you for the health message this morning, Pastor. I've been slipping a little bit. But, you know, I work indoors all day, so when time I get off work, I just be ready to soak up the sunlight. But I just want to come on the line to say this morning to pray for Sister Leilani. I took her to the airport early this morning, and she's flying back to Iowa. So just keep her in much prayer and pray that God will grant her traveling mercy this morning back home. So I really enjoy her being here in Oklahoma with me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Is there anybody else? We'll definitely keep Sister Leilani in prayer and you as well. Is there anybody else? And we have about 22 minutes to the top of the hour. We have plenty of time. If there's anyone that would like to share anything. All right, friends, God is good. Well, we'll go ahead and have our closing prayer at this time. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne. Praise.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship. Now we ask that your spirit will continue to abide with us throughout this day as we do service unto you. We pray for traveling mercies for Sister Leilani, and we ask, Lord, that you would get her home safe, back to her family, and allow her to be doing the things that is necessary in order for her to remain faithful to you. We pray that all of us can keep our hearts pure as your spirit leads and guides us. May we be faithful unto you. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and land with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed up. God bless you.
All right, friends. Time now. We do have Sister Donna. I'm sorry. We'll go ahead and take her call real quickly. Good morning, Sister Donna.
Well, good morning, Pastor. Thank you for that health message this morning. And good morning, Sister Maria and everyone on the line. I just wanted to request prayer for myself and my family as we try to move into the health, getting closer to the health messages for our lives. And that that God will continue to bless us and your ministry as well. Thank you, and have a blessed day, everyone.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right, friends. We're going to go ahead and close out with closing song. I will trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will worship.
All right, friends, we want to have a prayer for Sister Donna before we close everything out. Father in heaven, we thank you for the request of Sister Donna for victory, strength, health for herself and her family. We pray that you will be with them, Lord. We ask that you would help us to ask in faith in all of these requests so that we will have our prayers answered. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, we're closing out, everybody. God bless you.